We're just going to show that in just a moment, the one from the Cuskies. This week, we're calling it Nations or Acts in Motion. In our beautiful house, through all the prayers, there has risen many people who are called and going and coming to nations. And we try to build a community of those who are sent and going out. And we meet once a month for lunch. Carolyn, will you stand up? Carolyn leads this band of warriors. And it happens that this Sunday in room 4, we have an Acts lunch. And if you have in your heart to go to the nations, you carry it in your heart to pray, to send, or you travel and go, you're welcome to join us and be a part of this community. This week, we're calling this Acts in Motion. So on last service, we shared and highlighted some ministries. I want to introduce a few ministries to you today. Wednesday is going to be huge because we're going to release the sound of the going and the sending and the sound of the prayer and the intercession. And we're going to honor both in concert, because there is no going without being sent, and there is no effectiveness without being prayed over. And we're going to wake in prayer, we're going to wake in ministry, and we're going to get, it's going to be one of those really messy services. So please come and be activated. Every one of us coming up a new level, new place. And in a moment, I'm going to receive another offering for the nations. And you don't have to give to it, but you certainly can, because we have so many things going. This, right now, I'm just going to rip through this. The Caros are in the Philippines, and they'll be there till the 8th of May. Our two Richards off down to Mexico, and they were there this weekend. John and Michelle Klein will be off to Switzerland, Germany, and Italy through most of the summer until the end of July. Lenny will be off to the Ukraine and Russia and Poland for 3 months, from May until August. Nesta will be off to Ethiopia, and she will be a part of a ministry there and meeting of dignitaries. Larry Bingman will be off back to Thailand in the middle of May. Also, I would like, in fact, Allie, it would be a great time for whoever's of our Thailand team to come on up. If you're part of the Thailand team, I want you to come up. You'll be glad you did. Anybody who's a part of the London team that's forming, I want you to come up. You'll be glad you did. And then Jordan Kennedy, you come on up too. And then Cammie and I are taking off to Israel in June to be with the Cuskies, who you'll hear from in just a moment. They live in Jerusalem, and they lead our Jubilee Humanitarian Aid and work. Jordan Kennedy will be off in August for a year. You'll hear about that. And then we'll also be off to Thailand with a team and to London. And we have Cameron Kennedy, who's been in Peru for a month. Now, there's the Romeros have just returned. The Kwans have just returned. We have a lot of movement. And you can sow into any of those. We heard, and you can sow into all of it. And frankly, that's one of my passions always. Lord, give me more money so I can give away more money. I want to sow. I want to sow into everybody that goes. That's my dream. I can't do it yet, but I will do it, unless I did a dollar, and that's not a bad idea either. In any case, I want you to hear from the Cuskies, because they're in Jerusalem. Cammie and I are going to be with them for a week, just for 4 days. We're going to fly in Monday, come back on a Friday, just so we can be with them and meet the leaders of the groups that they work with and support them, because they are kind of exiles in that they cannot leave the country because their visas are still in committee. So either they'll be getting new visas, I'm believing for residency, and when that happens, then they'll be free to come and go. But they have been in Israel for 10 years. The McCoys, who went before them and opened the door for them, it's just, there's community, there's life growing. But here is the Cuskies. Go ahead.
Hi, Jubilee.
Hi, Jubilee.
Gregory and Jan from Jerusalem.
Yay.
We're happy to see you. We have a quick report for you because you're starting the Acts Church.
Yes.
And Jubilee means freedom, and that's what we're all about.
All right, okay, well, Acts Church, I like that. Did you guys do that on purpose? Somebody's little finger went there? Yeah, there. I saw that little hand, no? Shabbat.
We're all about... That's what we're all about.
Keep it coming. Let's go. All right, while they're working on that, Jordan, come real quick. I want to introduce you to this young man. Who's got a mic? Oh, let me have the mic. Here. While you guys, this happened the last service. A little bit of struggling. But Jordan is moving to Israel for a year. Go ahead, tell him what you're doing.
Okay. So yes, I'll be going to Jerusalem for a year, working alongside the social services and a school that is dedicated to students from other countries. As you'll see this video with Jen and Greg soon, it explains a little bit more of what's going to happen. I'll be going with three other young ladies, and we will be alongside a lot of these staff members within this school who are counseling these students, work with whatever they need counseling with, learning Hebrew with them. And it's just going to be a time that we get to serve them. You know, they know that we are Christians by the love. Not necessarily are we able to witness to them, but they know that we are Christians by our love. And that's why I want to thank all of you for all the support, especially for London trip and Thailand trip. When Larry says that his dream was that all of us, one person would be at each and every nation. And we're starting to see that God fulfilling that. So praise God.
Yeah, thank you, Jordan. All right, so stay with it. Yeah. Allie, we've got like 15 people going to Thailand. Why don't you go ahead and explain that?
So we are going to go to Thailand June 23rd to July 5th. And it's going to be amazing. We're just going to go and pour out love to Pattaya first. And we're going to work with Randy and Edie Nelson and their ministry. And basically, they have like a safe haven for women and children that were rescued out of trafficking or that just want to come and hear truth and hear the gospel and be loved on and have prophetic words spoken over them. And it's such a healing, beautiful love ministry over there. So we're going to do street ministry. We're going to have the opportunity to go into schools. We have a lot of beast mode coming with us on this trip, about maybe five beast motors, and they're our Thailand worship team. So we get to bring worship into all these places and go to secular schools and talk about Jesus and paint faces and have fun and play with them. And so that's the first part of our trip. The second part of our trip is going to be at Bangkok. We're going to drive over to Bangkok, and we're going to meet with Praise Church. Pastor Steve is doing a conference over there, so we're going to be part of his ministry team and lay hands on people and love on the people at Praise Church. So I'm really excited. It's basically just a whole love trip. We just get to be the hands and feet of Jesus. So yeah, thank you.
Awesome. You guys ready? So, keep up. In a moment, we'll connect with this in prayer, but I think they said we can see if we can be beyond.
Hi, Jubilee.
Hi, Jubilee.
Gregory and Jen in Jerusalem.
Yay.
We're happy to see you. We have a quick report for you because you're starting the Acts Church.
Yes.
And Jubilee means freedom, and that's what we're all about. We are an arm of Jubilee way over here in Jerusalem from the center of the world where everything's starting.
Good, we'll see.
First of all, let's say yay for Gregory, Mr. Resurrection Oops. Man.
He flatlined on the couch.
You prayed for him and look at him. He's better than ever. So Okay. Awesome. We thank you for that.
Jan, what's going on?
What is going on?
Tell me about Aliyah.
Aliyah. Aliyah, everybody knows Aliyah. Aliyah is coming up, and God is stirring up the nations to stir the Jews up to come back to make Aliyah into his land, Israel. And there's tons of people making Aliyah now, and we are a part of it. So we're excited.
We're excited.
That Jubilee is helping make donations to help Israel bring people back from the crisis countries.
Yes. Tell me about Jordan Kennedy.
Jordan Kennedy. We have a Jubilee youth is joining our Jubilee team. They call it the Jubilee team from the social services ministry in Israel. They've asked us to have a team to work in the youth village right behind our house, right over there.
Right over there.
Yep. And it has 12 to 18 year olds coming from the crisis nations, and they are in the process of Aliyah, making decisions of whether they're going to stay in Israel, and they all do once they come here. So Jordan's going to be part of the experimental teams of Christians living amongst Jews by the permission of Israel. So this is exciting. So, Jordan, we're excited for you to come.
Steve and Cammie.
Yeah.
Steve and Cammie are coming June 5th tonight. And they are going to meet all the officials in the youth village, so they'll see where the team is going to be, the Jubilee team. Actually, the village is very excited to meet Steve and Cammie, so that's awesome. Yeah, so send them out with a shout, and they're going to bring a donation to the Jewish to the Jewish agency for to help with Aliyah, which is just an honor.
Jubilee, thank you.
And so Steve and Cammie will meet all the officials, and we will have some fun as well.
How about Springs of Hope?
Springs of Hope. You guys all know Lisa Miar. She spoke at Jubilee. And so Israel has sanctioned for an Israeli NGO, Springs of Hope, to be in Kurdistan in the northern area of Iraq where Abraham came from. And the Yazidi people are the ones that were recently attacked, raped, pillaged, murdered, beheaded, and there's still rescue operations for all of the women and children that are still in captivity. But we're asking Jubilee to pray for this Kurdistan until they all get released. We're all believing that they will have faith as Abraham, and it will be counted to them as righteousness.
Tell me about the rape kits.
The what?
Rape.
Oh, yes, the rape kits. Jubilee, you have been funding some rape kits for the Yazidi women, and they are just, they are receiving them as they come out of captivity, and there's a rescue remedy and homeopathics and tramiel cream and all kinds of things for them to start their process back to getting rid of trauma in their bodies.
Oh, quick, tell me about the men, the rescue men, what they wear in their bags.
Oh, the men who rescue these Yazidi women wear Israeli flags under their coats when they go into Syria, because they believe in the power of the God of Israel.
Wow.
So there is a mandate here, and we're part of it. And so what we're doing is we're really helping Israel become a light to the nations in a very unusual, creative way. God is on this one.
And so the returning people live in refugee camps?
Yep, they live in refugee camps. We are sending a list to Steve and Carolyn for the Acts Church to be praying specific intentional prayers.
Shoes.
For some of our people. Shoes. The women, the ISIS takes away all their shoes so they can't escape. So no one has shoes. So Lisa is asking for help with getting shoes, which are $8 a pair, special Yazidi sandals.
They're not Nikes.
They're not Nikes. They're some type of sandals. Also, there is a Springs of Hope sewing factory springing into action. We have one treadle sewing machine with one woman sewing right now. Lisa bought some fabric for $1 a meter so that women can start replacing their clothing. Most of the women have never had a different outfit on since all of this siege happened. And that's one outfit, and some of them even in their rescue outfits. So that's the number one mandate. We're gonna get new clothes for these ladies. And we need money for two sewing machines, and it's $130 each for each machine. So we want to rent a building so these women, we can pay them a small salary. They're all willing to work. Here is a gift from the Yazidi women to me, and I'm going to use it as a prayer focus for the ones that aren't rescued yet and the ones that still need a lot of help and prayer when they come out. The little boys need help. This is a gift from the Yazidi women also. Thank you for the rape kits. So it's they're responding from their hearts.
Tell us about the happy purses.
Oh, Cambodian sex trafficked women that are rescued are sewing purses for the Yazidi women. And the Yazidi women are excited, and they're calling them their happy purses. So there's cute stories about how people are rallying. But this is all kingdom.
So we just want to thank you, Jubilee. Supporting us. We thank you for supporting the Yazidis. We thank you for supporting Springs of Hope.
We love you.
We love you, and we hope to see you again next month.
Yes, we will be giving weekly reports, and we will send emails.
Let's say periodic reports.
Yeah, periodic reports. For whatever is going on. We love you. We want to stay connected.
We love you guys.
Bye.
All right. Thank you, guys. I want you to hear from Diana about our London, and then Noel's going to talk quickly about the Beast Mode's activity in going nations.
Okay, last year we took a Liberty team to London of 15. This year so far we have a team of 7 or 8, and We are partnering with Commonwealth Church Fellowship there in London, led by Pastors Rod and Julie Anderson. They are a sister church to us. They share a common vision as Jubilee. And many years ago, Pastor Steve and Rod and Julie kind of formed this bond in their hearts, and their vision and their prayer was that God would establish a highway of holiness between our churches through which members of their church and our church could travel back and forth, and that's been happening. We took a Liberty team. They came for our fall conference. We're doing the same again this year. We had one of their worship team came earlier in this year and sang with us, and four more of the girls are coming in May. And we've been establishing relationships. So it's a little different in that we're coming in to minister, but God is building hearts and connection and hearts where it's person to person now. And so we just want to invite any of you who are suddenly, who haven't heard about it and you're now feeling like, oh, wait, I'm feeling that call to UK in my heart. We're going to go, we're going to pray, we're going to sow into their conference again this year, which will be much more focused on them as a family. And yet the pastor is the only other speaker this year. And so they're praying and they're feeling it's going to be more of a family conference for them because they're in transition, which Jubilee knows transition really well. So they're like, Jubilee, please still come. You are part of our family now. We want what you have to give to sow in. And we are sowing in not just to a church, but to what the Lord is doing on that soil. Yeah. Because all of our Liberty teams have been plugging in not just to ministries, but churches as well, who are ministering to their people there. So we're taking what we have, and we're spreading it around, and then we're inviting it back and just increasing the kingdom in that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a few more faces here and in the Thailand team that aren't up here today, but send, go, pray.
Awesome. Go ahead and pass that to Noel, because Noel and Petey lead Beast Mode. And go ahead.
Yeah, several months ago, just to speak of the exchange of the Holy Spirit and the connection with London, several months ago, our London team came out, and I wasn't really kind of realizing the connection with Beast Mode at that time, and their worship team prayed for our worship team. Well, it was in that meeting that the Lord gave me this vision of our kind of youth and young adult ministry just digging into greater depths and jumping into a deeper level of intimacy with him. And he gave me this word of reverence revolution. And just that Petey would be leading them into just identity and to greater maturity in their faith. And part of the fruit of that has been our youth just jumping in to this idea of outreach and missions and discovering who they are through the heart of God across the world, which is so phenomenal and even outside of my understanding. Part of that is when he said, and Noel, I think you're going to go to London too. And I went, gulp. So super exciting and amazing. We have Katrin, who's going to be going to Seahawks, which Shane Rogers leads, and just phenomenal things happening. So yeah, thank you for all your prayers.
Okay. So yeah. So everybody stay up here. The Commonwealth, Rod and Julie, they'll be with us in October. So you kind of go to yourself, well, where does this all fit and how do I, you know, my life, I'm just trying to stay above water. I'm just trying to get my head out of the cereal bowl. You know, whatever you are going through, but there's something about stepping beyond the place you are living or forced to live in and letting God lift the wind. And that's what we're going to do in a moment. The Holy Spirit's going to come and he's going to restore supernatural hope to everyone in this room. So even though you go, well, how's that going to happen in this short amount of time? It's happening right now by our giving room for this sound and for this movement. This is all happening every month in our church. Yeah. But this, intentionally, we're making a week about this messy stuff, about coming and going and healing and praying. 2 years ago when we started Beast Mode, I invited all of the students up. Allie and I introduced everybody and said, somebody, pick somebody. Yeah, thank you. I didn't do that. You guys did that. Okay, so Father's Heart. And among the 30-some that were standing up, I said, choose one person and pray for them. And that's what I'm going to ask you today, to choose one person up here and mark them, and then begin to carry them through the summer and in their movement. And then if you don't know their name after service, go find them, say, what's your name, because I want to pray for you. Because what happened was that when this year's Father's Heart leaders, they were to each do a project, and the project was to find the Lord, what does he want to do, do it all the way from to the completion of it. And Jordan Lee and Aubrey, who are getting married in just 3 months, decided that the Lord was saying, let's talk about marriage. So they just sponsored this entire Saturday meeting, which we had Noel and Petey, we had Diana and Ryan, myself and Cammy share. It was huge. I mean, it'll be online right away this week. It's on live stream, and we'll get it on and archive it onto our website right away. But Ryan shared yesterday, he said, you know, I don't really like to have a microphone, and this would not be something I would choose to do. But 2 years ago, you asked us to pray for one of the Father's Heart's interns, and I was drawn to Jordan Lee. So I've been praying for him for 2 years. So when he came and asked me to do this, it was like, well, of course I have to. You see, you don't realize the pathway prayer produces. There's just something supernatural about engaging in prayer. So I want to pray for these people, and I want to pray for us in transition. Then I want us to, we'll ask God to bless an offering. You can sow into any of these ministries. Just write a check to Jubilee Church, earmark it, what of the things you've heard, you want to go that direction, the money to go that way, or just leave it blank and it'll go into the general of our missions, nations, and we can sow it to wherever we need. So Heavenly Father, we thank you because it's nice to be in a big, messy place that's got movement, life. And yet it takes a lot of faith and a lot of hope and a lot of willingness to let other people rise and soar and go. And Father God, we are well aware that the siege against your people is to continually pull them down and stop them from going out and living life large and victoriously. And you're just about to smash that thing on the head. Amen. The God of peace is soon going to crush Satan underneath your feet. So we thank you for that. We in fact say yes, Lord. That's exactly what you're doing. Crushing Satan under our feet because you're the God of peace. We're not all freaked out. We're not all worried. In fact, when we don't get freaked out and worried, it's a sign of total destruction to our enemies and total liberty and victory to us. So you're training us. You're raising us up to occupy a place of authority. And in the midst of this calling now for the land to go to the nations, and you're sending and going and praying and all of that, we ask you to send these teams, formulate them, send them out. The Thailand team that goes at the end of June, the London team that will go in August, and all of the movements and all of the comings and goings and generational, we ask you to send them, provide, and bless and make it super successful beyond our wildest dreams. And Father, we just mark these people by the Holy Spirit to really carry each one by faith in our prayers, like Paul taught us so well, to keep people in our heart, because then we always have confidence that they're going to have victory. So Lord, let it be now, Father. And now bless the offering, because Lord, nations is where your heart is, and souls is what you're after. So we thank you that this offering will unlock souls and kingdoms and nations for the gospel. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Okay, you pick somebody up. Now go see them after service. Thank you, guys. We'll do more ministry. We'll do it Wednesday. We'll have more fun, more time. I'm going to just go to the end of my message so I can do it in 5 minutes, and then we're going to release the ministry sound. Yeah, right. You guys are thinking, he's never going to get that done. Romans chapter 4, verse 17. Kim, please. Seriously, though, there's something about permission. When you give someone else permission to soar, you're actually giving yourself permission to soar. When you recognize something on someone else and you say, go for it, God's opening the door for you to go for it. It's just a kingdom principle. And we've been practicing that since worship and into communion, into the offerings, and into the sharing. I shared last week about the sufferings of Christ. But I wanted to talk to you today, and I'll just keep talking for a while about the glories that follow. because that's the key. That principle, you can read it throughout the entire New Testament, was according, thus it was written, thus it was necessary, that the Christ should suffer and then afterwards be raised. That the sufferings of Christ precede the glories that were to follow. That Jesus is now at the right hand of the Father in total, complete victory and triumph. Amen. But we have an enemy who refuses to yield to that truth and does not want his reality invaded with that truth. So he wars over every soul, every person. Now God communicates your future with a promise that you find in his presence. His presence releases promise, and promise returns you into his presence. And that's is what prayer has so much to do with, is that prayer is the movement of a heart toward heaven or toward the toward an encounter with God. And that encounter with God is pregnant with promise. God is a God of hope, and he fills us with joy and peace and believing we can abound in hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. The war over our lives is usually over hope, because faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Faith needs hope to bring substance to it. It needs a promise to bring fulfillment. It needs to have God having already uttered what his intent is and being held in the heart of someone for him then to breathe by the power of the Holy Spirit and awakening that hope, then to with the capacity to call it into the scene, into the reality. Make no mistake, Jesus Christ is Lord of the entire world. And he will rule every nation, every kingdom, every tribe. Everyone will begin to behold. Every knee will bow. Every tongue will confess. And you go, you know what? I don't know. It's just getting way out of control. Of course it is. That's how God operates. He lets the world fall apart so he can enter fully in. And he's going to be so glorious. But I want to talk about your place right now. Because if you don't have victory, then the kingdom doesn't go forward. Because the kingdom goes forward heart to heart, home to home, church to church. It's a victorious company of people. And yet God is patient and waits for everyone to come into their victory and has no, he's under no time restraint. So he can extend this as long as ever. Now, Abraham is our example. I'm going to show you a simple little pattern that I want you to practice this week, because that's not about you getting promise. You've got promise. But we're going to quicken that promise, and we're going to awaken that promise, and we're going to start taking the promises into substance, into completion. And when we do, and then we're going to close and let the Holy Spirit come and continue demonstrating. So it says of Abraham, it is written, I have made you a father of many nations in the presence of him whom he believed, God, who gives life to the dead and calls those things which do not exist as though they did. That's presence, a God who's giving life to the dead and calling things that don't exist as though they do. And when you're in that presence, that's where promise comes, and that's where promise is celebrated. Now, who contrary to hope and hope believed. Old King James says, against hope, believed in hope. Meaning that in the presence of God, God continued to enlarge until one day he said, we're going to have that baby and that boy's name Isaac, and he's going to be born this time next year. And he had been in an extended journey. But now it had to become, okay, we're getting specific, we're getting intentional, we're getting, let's go. So he had to now choose to step into believe in hope. He had to just put his faith and say, okay, hope, it's time. And a lot of us right now, that's really your juncture. It's time. It's time for completion. It's time for fulfillment. Now, what it did is it says, so that he became the father of many nations. In the presence of God, you already are what you were called to be. In the presence of God, you already are conformed to the image of Christ, because in God there is no time. And you were known before the foundation of the world in Christ. So today when you're standing in Father, before the Father in Christ, you already are. So that's why he talks to you as though you already are, even though you aren't. But to become what you are made to be, that's what we're in. I want it to find its expression into the planet. into my psyche, into my soul, into my emotions, into my bank account. I want it to become. So to become, that's where faith now kicks in. But you've got to have hope, and then faith has to start to say, okay, it's time for the hope to come into fruition. So what he does is it says he, against hope, believed in hope, contrary to hope, in hope believed, so that he became the father of many nations according to what was spoken. The promise had already set his course. The blueprint had already been established. The plan had already been set in motion. So now he's just becoming what had already been spoken. So never underestimate, never devalue the words of God over your life. Value them, cherish them, and thank God for them, and worship them with them. And it's going to come alive in a few moments. And not being weak in faith. Now here we're going to hear two contrasts in two verses. Here's how to get weak in faith and how to get strong in faith. Not being weak in faith, he did not consider his own body already dead since he was about 100 years old and the deadness of Sarah's womb. So what he did is he did not, now that he's made a decision to believe in hope, he did not then occupy himself with the present circumstances that he found himself in and overconsider them, overlook them, you know, look at them and kind of, because they had not changed, they'd only gone worse. And so if you want your faith to get weak, look at your life. If you want your faith to get weak, look at your circumstances. Look at the limitations. Take a good analysis of it. Go look at it and work at it and process it. And, you know, a long time ago, God said to me, he said, you'll never find the answer in the problem. The answer is in my son. So get out of the problem and get into my son. So to get weak in faith, I just have to look at stuff. And I don't know about you, but it's not like my stuff is just yelling at me. So we're not talking, Abraham in this next year really goes through crazy transitions and still has Isaac born. So don't expect just because God says it's time now, he clears the path. It's usually the enemy rises up in a greater rage because he knows his time is short. He's more aware of an imminent judgment than you are of an imminent breakthrough. So it says he did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, which means to waver is to doubt. You didn't start. Now, you see, if I look at my circumstances, then I look at my promises and I start to divide them and overanalyze them and repackage them to fit my circumstances. And God never told me that my Bible, his Bible, should be defined by my life. He actually says his Bible is going to define my life. And that's really hard to do. Because if you're ready for breakthrough, I promise you, you've been warred over. If you're ready for glory, you've been going through some suffering. Because it's just the same, it's just the principle. It's just you are linked to Jesus, so you're suffering first, glory second. So it says he was strong in faith. So now strong in faith is a different way. So it's a twofold, and it's actually Hebrews 11:6. He became strong in faith, giving glory to God. So, and being fully convinced. So there's two parts. He was strong in faith. His faith just became stronger and stronger because he started giving glory to God and became fully convinced that what he had promised he could perform. So he began to glorify God for who he is and what he could do. The who he is important. A lot of us have to kind of stop what we're doing, deprogram from works mindset and law, and refocus on who God is unconditionally in identity. And that can be a remantling of life, and it can take some time. But when you have begin to know who he is, you've got to also know what he does. You got to know, bless the Lord, O my soul, and bless him, and don't forget any of his benefits. You need to know that he heals all my diseases. You need to know that he redeems my life from the pit. You need to know that he is a restorer of the streets and of my youth, and he lifts me up. Because you have to be convinced. This is the key. Now, this is is that God can do what he promises. So if he makes a promise, it's a Shabbat. Shabbat. It means I'm making a promise and I'm going to do it. I don't really care what you do. You can't mess up what I do. I make a promise, I'll perform it. Right? It's and he became convinced of this. He just became convinced. And he went through the most changing year of his entire life up until that time in life. The most challenged over. He lost his wife for a season. But he just said, okay, I glorify you, God. See, it's Hebrews 11:6. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that comes to God must believe he is, and he rewards. He is, and he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So Abraham, just to repackage this, in presence, promises have been given. In presence, promises are renewed. In presence, hope becomes alive. In presence, unction comes upon promise and says it's time. There we choose faith in the promise. We say, okay, let's do it. I don't know how you're going to do it. I don't know how we're ever going to get there, but let's do it. It's time. It's time. It's time. All right, let's go. Now I'm on my path to become, for it to invade the reality I live in. But I have to now make a conscious decision. I have to go, okay, I wasn't able back then to do it, so I'm not able now. I'm even worse than I was. So we're just going to have to just put that aside and leave it alone. Not deny it, but not nurse it. All right? If my soul's a mess, so what? God can still use me if I'm a mess. If my heart is broken, he can heal me or not heal me and still do what he wants. If my money's trashed, he can still use me with trashed money. In other words, you've got to not limit him by your circumstances, or your circumstances will then make you reevaluate your promise, and your promises will begin to become a staggering backing away from it. And then you can't become what he said you were. Instead, you say, okay, we're going to learn to worship God with blinders. We're going to begin to praise him for everything he ever said and everything he ever did. We're going to so agree with the finished work of Jesus. We're going to magnify his victory. We're going to triumph him all day. We're going to tell him how great he is and how powerful he is to work. You're able. You're good and you're able. And once that starts kicking in, once this starts happening, and all it takes is one of us in this room to get it. Because one victory, then another victory, another victory, another victory. I mean, all of a sudden it becomes like it's a season of victories. But it takes somebody to break through. And it's always one person. It's never a group. It's one lady presses through and touches the garment. Says, I know if I can touch it, I can get healed. Then the next thing you know, cities are doing it. And that's where you are. It's so exciting. Yeah. And so awful at the same time. Because it means your life is like, oh. And you have to turn from the dead body and pray and worship God, then turn to the dead body and command it to live. You see, you cannot do it into... So I want to, if you'll stand up, because we're close with time, or ran out of time or something like that. There's an activation right now. Let your spirit man come alive. We're not a company of babies. We're a company of warriors that have been captured at times and undone at times and trampled underfoot at times. But now the Father God says, I know what I'm doing. I'm bringing it forward. I'm bringing it full circle. I'm bringing you out. I'm bringing you in. Shoot. So Lord God, I ask you, according to your powerful promise that you made to me, now execute by the Spirit of God the very thing we need. Draw each one into the presence of your face. Hushibu handa baheta. By Jesus. Just say, Jesus, you're my Lord. You're my Savior. And I step inside of who you are and who I am in you. Holy Spirit, quicken, make alive, start the movie again, run the trailers. I need to see, I need to hear. I need to understand, quicken, and make alive hope, and speak about it now. Now, as God begins to make alive back, now take advantage and say, okay, now, Lord, let it be. I believe this is now. I believe. I believe. I believe. You're able. I believe. I believe. I don't have to have anything. I just believe. Your word is truth. Your word is truth. hope. Hope come alive. I'm believing. I'm becoming. Now just lift up your hands and surrender. And say, Lord, you know the mess I'm in. Go ahead. It's not. You know the mess I'm in. The limitations I'm in. The restrictions, restraints, impossibilities. I'm not denying it. But I'm not considering it. It is not my destiny. It's not my future. And it's not my prison. Instead, I'm glorifying you. You are a good God and have great abilities. And you can outperform what you promise. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you for performing your promises. Now, I want you to awaken your imagination. And you're going to do this week. I want you to imagine every promise fulfilled and just visualize change and power breaking in and God coming up and how powerful he is. And everywhere your hope has been pushed down from a beautiful grape into a raisin. Let him just re-impregnate it with life and imagination. Here he comes. Holy Spirit, now come. In the name of Jesus, wind of the Spirit, power of God, come and sweep through this building and through every dry, dead bone, every hopeless, imprisoned soul, and breathe on these slain, and quicken and waken and pull up and pull out. Ha ha, Shiboka. Yes, Lord, you are able. You are able. Yes, Lord, you are able. You're able to give me a job. You're able to heal my body. You're able to restore my soul. You're able to heal, to bring about change and restoration. You're able to bring the kids back. You're able to send the kids out. You're able. You're able. Life. Full Shabbat. Now, for just one moment before you go, make it personal. With some voice, with some sound, start talking to God. Start praising him, glorifying him, for who he is and what he's doing. And make what he's doing personal about where you are and what he's going to do for you. Go ahead. Tell out loud. You're a good God, and this is what you're doing for me. You're doing it. You're doing it right now. You're doing it. If you need money, then thank God that he's a provider, and he's providing right now. If you need a job, thank God he is a God who gives us gainful, purposeful employment where we can prosper in it, and he's doing it right now. If you need health, thank God he's a healer, and he's a healing me right now. Right now. Right now. Come on, everybody. Everybody's got a dream. Everybody's got a vision. Everybody's got a future here. Everybody. Come on. Come on. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. You're doing it now for me. For me. For me. For me. Shabahode babahade babahaba. Shibuku. Abraham believed God, and therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness. And he became the father of many nations. There are nations here to be birthed and saved. Come on, a little more, a little more. We're going to practice this all week. Make it personal. What is he doing for you? What is he going to do for you? What is he doing right now by his power, his ability? Shabarababa. Yes, Lord, you are able. You're able. You're able. Shiburatabababakabaka. Huraba. Cain may have killed Abel, but God's still able. It's time for Abel to rise. The ability of God to show up in your life, my life, favor, help, jurisdictions of heaven that just make decrees over governmental powers and say, let them go. Whether it's an official or it's a king of Abimelech, let them go. You let my sons and daughters go. We have been in Passover. That's what he said to Pharaoh. Let my church, my people go, that they might worship me. Come on. It's yours. Grab it. Come on. Everybody's got a vision. Everybody's got a hope. No, we're not living in the nothings. We're living in God's plan, purpose, futures. Let it roll. Go. We worship you. Go ahead. Let's worship. Just worship him for a moment. Make it yours before you leave.
Refreshing God, send your glory down. Send the winds of refreshing God, send your spirit. Send the winds of refreshing God, send your glory down. Send the winds of refreshing God, send your spirit. Send the winds of refreshing God, send your glory down. Send the winds of refreshing God, send your spirit. Send the winds of refreshing God, send your glory down. Send the winds of refreshing God, send your spirit. Send the winds of refreshing God, send your glory down.
Come on, receive him. You can't do it without the Holy Spirit. We need you, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, come. Because of you, we can.
Just to see you, to behold you as my King, for your glory.
For your glory.
I will do anything.
Yes, child. Let them blow over your dead bones. They're coming together. Let the thoughts come back together. The dreams come alive again. Let the hope awaken. Worship him. One more time before we go, you've got to tell God, what is he going to do? You've got to have a confession of hope. Tell him he's going to be great, and he's capable, and he's able, and he will perform, and he will do it now. Make it personal. You want to retire? Then say, let me retire by your ability. You want to come out of debt? Say, I'm coming out of debt by your ability. You want to go to the nations? Say, I'm going to the nations by your ability. I'm going to see healings and miracles.
Yeah. Let him be. Send your glory rest. Down. Send the winds of refreshing.
Come
God,
on.
Send your spirit.
Oh, come on.
Send the winds of refreshing. Oh, God,
Jesus.
Send your glory
Jesus.
Down.
Jesus.
Send
You're doing it. He's bringing life, liberty, freedom, strength. Okay, now just one last time, quiet, just really quiet, you and God, just you and God, looking at the Father, sitting on the throne of grace in Christ, you stand, welcomed, received, accepted, here you are, a future known from the foundation of the world, with your own words, tell the Father what he's showing you. and what he's going to do for you. Glorify him. Magnify him. Everybody, even if you have one word, just one little word, you're going to give me hope. You're going to heal me. Or maybe you have an elaborate description that you know it to be, but now it's time to be. Say it. Say it. Your voice in his presence quickens his voice in your presence, makes him one. Choosing again now, believe. Ha. Believe. Believe. Believe that he's healing you of cancer right now. Believe that he's restoring your eyesight right now. Believe that he's turning the course of employment and bringing it to your favor in Jesus' name. Believe. Turning from the circumstances that have denied you your future, turn to the living God and say, I glorify you. You are more than capable, more than able. I'm convinced you can do what you said. I worship you for your goodness and for your ability in what you're doing. Make it personal. Make it personal. There's stuff personal. It's about personal. For Abraham, it was having a kid through his wife named Sarah. It was really personal, but it was a journey of eternity. Here he comes. Seal, Holy Spirit. Here he is. Here he is. He's coming. He's resting, settling, securing. Going to make it a place you're going to visit with him throughout this week. It's not going to be a burden. It's not going to be a task. It's not going to be a labor. It's going to be a delight because there's going to be a pregnant sense of God filling every part of your time with him. And a clarity and an expectancy and an assurance. You're going to start wearing your confidence in God's ability to perform. It's going to start to show up on your person. So Holy Spirit, make a place by Jesus for each of us and for everyone online, for everyone that's going to watch later. Here he is. Come, take your place. Holy Spirit, you're the great earnest payment. You're the down payment. You're the one who secures our future. Settle each one of us, seal each one of us as you send us out today in Jesus' name. I bless you with the fullness of what God is doing. Vistas that have not been seen for a long time. Homes and hearts that are being opened and life being given. It's come. He's come. It's time. Thank you, Jesus. Go out now. May the spirit of wisdom and understanding open your understanding and my understanding to what it is that his unlimited vista of hope, his glory of inheritance, and the surpassing power if he carries to perform all that he has promised and all that he said he would do. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Whoa. Shabbat. Yes, Lord.